So on this feast of Mary, the Mother of God, and parenthetically we might also say Mother of the Church, we recall how big a deal it is in our culture to celebrate Mother's Day. Now, serving in Guatemala, you can multiply that by 10. They have an unbelievable honor and respect of the role of mother, the sacred and powerful role in the home, not in the marketplace, but in the home. And our bishop sent us a homily that Pope Francis gave about 5 years ago on this feast. He just wanted it as a reference and background for those that were preaching. And I thought on this day when we yesterday marked the passing of the former Pope, Pope Benedict II, we might recognize a homily from Pope Francis. And he starts out, first of all, remember that Mary was very, very young when she took on the role of mother. We don't know for sure, but perhaps 15 or so. And Francis starts by saying how in listening to Jesus's heartbeat, it taught her how to be a mother. And it taught her to discover God's heartbeat in history. Just that is a reflection in itself. She learned how to be a mother, and in the process, she gave Jesus the beautiful experience of knowing what it means to be a son. In Mary, Jesus learned to recognize the maternal tenderness of God. With Mary, the God child learned to listen to the yearnings and the troubles, the joys and the hopes of God's people. Mary learned not only to be mother to her son, but to the multitude, to us. Mary gave us a mother's warmth, the warmth that shelters us amid troubles. Where there is a mother, there is tenderness. By motherhood, Mary showed us the humility and tenderness of that humility and tenderness are not virtues of the weak, but of the strong. She teaches us that we do not have to mistreat others to feel important. The bottom line is that we are a people with a mother. We are not orphans. All of this is basically verbatim from Pope Francis, except I tried to shorten it a bit. Mothers are the strongest antidote to our individualistic and egotistic tendencies. A society without mothers would not only be a cold society, but a society that has lost its heart, lost the feel of home. A society without mothers would be a merciless society, one that has no room, or room only for calculation and speculation. Mothers, even at the worst of times, are capable of testifying to tenderness, unconditional self-sacrifice, and the strength of hope. Francis says, I have learned much from those mothers whose children are in prison or lying in hospital beds or in the bondage of drugs. Come cold or heat, rain or drought, they never stop fighting for what is best for their children. Or those mothers who are in refugee camps, or even in the midst of war, unfailingly embrace and support their children's suffering. Mothers who literally give their lives so that none of their children will perish. Where there is a mother, there is unity, there is belonging, belonging as children. So to begin the year by recalling God's goodness in the maternal face of Mary protects us from the corrosive disease of being spiritual orphans. It is the sense of being orphaned that the soul experiences when it feels motherless and lacking the tenderness of God. This sense of being orphaned lodges in a narcissistic heart, capable of looking only to itself and to its own interests. This sense of being orphans grows when we forget that life is a gift that we are called to share in our common home. It was such a self-centered orphanhood that led Cain in the Genesis story to ask, "Am I my brother's keeper?" It was as if to say, he does not belong to me. I do not recognize him. This attitude of spiritual orphanhood is a cancer that silently eats away our soul. We become all the more debased because nobody belongs to us and we belong to no one. We debase the earth because it does not belong to us. We debase others because they do not belong to us. We debase even God because he does not belong, we do not belong to him. And in the end, we debase ourselves. Since we forget who we are and the divine family name that we bear. The loss of the ties that bind us increases our sense of orphanhood. And the result is great emptiness and loneliness. We might add these days, depression, isolation, and mental illness that so many have experienced. The lack of physical contact, and I'm sorry, he does say not virtual contact. In other words, virtual internet contact doesn't do it. It's not enough. The lack of physical contact makes us lose the capacity for tenderness and wonder, for pity and compassion. Spiritual orphanhood makes us forget what it means to be children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents, friends, and believers. It makes us forget the importance of playing, of singing, of a smile, also of rest and of gratitude. Celebrating the feast of Holy Mary, Mother of God, makes us smile once more as we realize that we are people and that we are a people and that we belong. Only with a community, within a family, can we, as persons, find the climate, the warmth that belongs, that enables us to grow in our humanity. To celebrate the feast of Holy Mother of God reminds us that we are not interchangeable merchandise or information processors. We are children. We are family. We are God's people. Celebrating the Holy Mother of God leads us to create and care for our common place that can give us a sense of belonging, of being rooted, of feeling at home in our cities and in our communities, and which unite us in support. Jesus, at the moment of his ultimate self-sacrifice on the cross, sought to keep nothing for himself, but he offered over his life And he also offered over his mother. He told Mary, "Here is your son, and here are your children." We too want to receive her into our homes, our families, and our communities, our nations. We want to meet her maternal gaze, the gaze that frees us from being orphans, the gaze that reminds us that we are brothers and sisters, that we belong to one another. We are of the same flesh. Her gaze teaches us that we have to learn how to care for life in the same way, with the same tenderness that she did. By sowing hope, by sowing a sense of belonging and of fraternity. And finally, celebrating the Holy Mother of God reminds us that we have a mother. We are not orphans. We have a mother. And so we pray, Holy Mary, Mother of God and our mother, thank you for loving us as your children. Amen.